Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 3.
John 和 Barbara 也在这里。
Hi。
你要是听过我们上一次的讲课，你大概还记得吧？如果你要跟一位陌生人打听什么事儿，你上去打招呼，得说点什么。
Excuse me. Excuse me.
等到这事儿你打听到了，你想跟对方聊天，最好呢也许是聊聊天气开个头，所以你一定听到过这句话。今天天气不错，是不是
？It's a nice day, isn't it?
Very nice.
或者呢，要是天气不怎么好，有点凉。
It's a bit chilly today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
你也听过那个小伙子 Steve 问起一位护士 Helen 的工作情况。问了下面几个问题。
What do you do for a living, Helen? Where do you work? Do you like your job?
这几个问题，你在问起别人的工作情况时，也许是用得上的。今天我们要教些新的内容，主要是跟朋友约会的用语。首先是问你的朋友有没有空，比方说这个星期六有没有空？
Are you free next Saturday? Are you free next Saturday?
或者说是星期天？
Are you free next Sunday?
或者呢，你想问的日期是星期六和星期天，也就是这个星期的周末。
Are you free next weekend?
这个星期的周末。有的时候 next可以指下个星期的某个时间，这要看上下文而定。此外，不同的人也有不同的使用习惯。周末指星期六和星期天，这两天大多数澳大利亚人都不工作了，干点家务，爱好什么就玩什么，要不就参加一些别的活动。
Weekend.Weekend. Weekend.
你就可以问，这个周末你有空吗？
Are you free next weekend?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Are you free next weekend?
上面那个问题里的
next weekend
也可以改说
at the weekend. At the weekend.
请听一遍整个问句，然后跟着说。
Are you free at the weekend?
也可以说
On the weekend. On the weekend. Are you free on the weekend?
请跟着说。
Are you free on the weekend?
你还可以这么问，这个周末你有事儿吗？
Are you doing anything on the weekend? Are you doing anything on the weekend?
请跟着说。
Are you doing anything on the weekend?
还有一种问法呢，你可以问，这个周末你干什么？
What are you doing on the weekend? What are you doing on the weekend?
再听一遍。请跟着说。
What are you doing on the weekend?
你要问你的朋友周末有没有空，现在就有了四种问法。
Are you free next weekend?
Are you free on the weekend?
Are you doing anything on the weekend?
What are you doing on the weekend?
这些问题提到的时间当然是将来，也就是这个周末。但是你注意到了没有，英语的句子听起来 像是说现在。
Are you free? Are you doing anything? What are you doing?
这些问句问的是现在的情况，但是如果你加上几个表明将来的词，比方说这个周末
，next weekend，
这个星期
，next week，
或者是明天
，tomorrow，
那么你问的问题就是指将来要发生的事情了。
Are you free next weekend？
你也可以用另外两种问法，加上 next weekend 问问题。
Are you doing anything next weekend?
What are you doing next weekend?
现在请你问 Barbara 以上的问题。你先问 John 帮你核对，然后你跟着他再问一遍。第一个问题用这个词
free. Are you free next weekend?
Yes, I'm free.
你再问第二个问题，用这两个词
doing anything. Are you doing anything next weekend?
No, I'm free.
你再问第三个问题，用这个词
what. What are you doing next weekend?
Nothing, I'm free.
你已经问了三个问题，也听到了三种简短的回答。现在我们再听听还有些什么别的有用的回答方法。下面是两个年轻的朋友 Anne 和 Jane 在咖啡馆里安排周末的活动。 Anne 建议去海滩玩。
Jane, are you doing anything on the weekend?
Well, I have to do the shopping on Saturday morning.
Anne 问了一个问题，这是你前面听到过的几种问法里头的一种。
Are you doing anything on the weekend?
Jane 告诉 Anne， 星期六早上要买东西去。
I have to do the shopping on Saturday morning.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
I have to do the shopping on Saturday morning.
Jane 说了，星期六早上没有空。Anne 也许接着就问，星期六下午怎么样
？Oh, well, what are you doing on Saturday afternoon?
Oh, sorry, I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon too.
哎 ，Jane 真是个忙人啊！他对 Anne 说，星期六下午也没空，可他用了一个有点新鲜的说法
：tied up.I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon.
字面意思是星期六下午给捆住了手脚。
I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon.
当然了，他不是说手脚真给绳子捆住了。Tied up 在这里的意思是脱不开身，他的时间因为有事儿给占了。这句话请你跟着 Barbara说两遍。
I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon. I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon.
接着 ，Anne 就可能问星期天的情况了，问人家有没有空。还有另外一种问法，我们听听。
Well, have you got anything on Sunday?
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid. But I'm free in the afternoon.
Good.
那样问法可也有点新鲜吧。
Have you got anything on?
意思是你有安排没有。
Have you got anything on?
问人家有没有空。这样问其实倒也是相当普通的。
Have you got anything on Sunday?Have you got anything on Sunday?
再听两遍，请跟着说。
Have you got anything on Sunday? Have you got anything on Sunday?
请注意 on 这个词，你得说两遍。基本的问句是
Have you got anything on?
而你提到的时间是在星期天
On Sunday? Have you got anything on Sunday?
回答呢？和我们刚才听到的 Jane 的回答一样。
I've got something on Sunday morning. I've got something on Sunday morning.
再听两遍，请跟着说。
I've got something on Sunday morning. I've got something on Sunday morning.
那么星期天下午又怎么样呢？ Jane 说。
I'm free in the afternoon. I'm free in the afternoon.
星期天下午他倒有空。啊，这才叫人松了口气。把这一段再听一遍。
Well, have you got anything on Sunday?
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid. But I'm free in the afternoon.
Good.
你注意到了没有？ Jane 说。
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid.
在句尾他加了词儿。
I'm afraid.
这是想说明他因为星期天早上没有空而感到遗憾。
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid.
虽然他说的是我怕，实际上并不是害怕，只是表示我感到遗憾，我很抱歉。请跟着说。
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid.
Here, 就有了两个说法了，表明自己有事儿没有空。
I'm tied up.
I've got something on.
现在该轮到你用学过的那些句子来回答了。John, 问几个问题，你跟着 Barbara 回答。
Are you free on Saturday morning?
I have to do the shopping.
Are you doing anything on Saturday afternoon?
I'm tied up.
What are you doing on Sunday morning?
I've got something on.
Well, have you got anything on Sunday afternoon?
No, I'm free.
Hooray!
好了，你一听说朋友有空，就可以转入问话的中心，提出约会的具体建议了。如果 Anne想跟 Jane 一块儿到海滩去玩，他很可能说
Why don't we go to the beach?
咱们干嘛不去海滩呢？
Why don't we go to the beach?
再听听这句话在整个谈话中怎么说。
Well, have you got anything on Sunday?
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid. But I'm free in the afternoon.
Good.Well, why don't we go to the beach?
Great idea.
Jane 说，去海滩玩可是个好主意。Great 的本意当然是巨大的、伟大的，可是有许多人，特别是青年人，常常用这个词来表示自己对一件事情非常满意。在这里是指去海滩玩这件事，意思是太好了。妙极了。
Good. Well, why don't we go to the beach?
Great idea.
不用说，你安排好了活动，下一步就得确定碰头的时间和地点。你可以问两个简单的问题。第一个，咱们哪儿碰头？
Where will I meet you?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Where will I meet you?
时间呢？你就简单地问，什么时间？
What time? What time?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
What time?
现在我们听一下 Anne 和 Jane 约定碰头的时间和地点，他们怎么说？
Oh, where will I meet you?
At my place, okay?
Yes. What time?
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Great.
请注意 ,Anne 说
At my place.
意思是在我家吧。
Place. At my place.
现在你已经听到了跟朋友约会的几种说法了。问对方有没有空。确定碰头的时间和地点，让我们再听一遍这两个年轻朋友 Anne 和 Jane 的全部谈话。
Jane,
are you doing anything on the weekend?
Well, I have to do the shopping on Saturday morning.
Oh, well, what are you doing on Saturday afternoon?
Sorry, I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon too.
Well, have you got anything on Sunday?
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid. But I'm free in the afternoon.
Good. Well, why don't we go to the beach?
Great idea. Oh, where will I meet you?
At my place. Okay?
Yes. What time?
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Great.
现在再说说另外一类的问句。如果你听过这个讲座的第一讲的话，你也许还记得下面这个问句。
Have you been here before?
意思是你以前来过这儿没有。
Have you been here before?
如果你想知道一个人以前去过某个地方没有，你可以问个问题，一开头是
Have you been?
也可以在中间加个词
ever，
这么问
：Have you ever been? Have you ever been here before?
意思是你以前来过这儿没有
？Have you ever been here before? Have you ever been here before?
如果你想知道某人去过某地没有，比方说北京，你可以用这个问句的格式。
Have you ever been to Peking? Have you ever been to Peking?
你可以用这个格式。
Have you ever?
问人家过去做过什么事情，比方说看过长城没有。
Have you ever seen the Great Wall? Have you ever seen the Great Wall?
或者是见过澳大利亚人没有。
Have you ever met an Australian?Have you ever met an Australian?
或者是听到过澳大利亚的笑鸟的叫声没有？
Have you ever heard a kookaburra? Have you ever heard a kookaburra?
你要是过去没有听到过呢？现在你不就听到了吗？这种鸟属翠鸟科，英语名称是
kookaburra。
是澳大利亚土著居民的用语。你跟着 Barbara 把那个问句问一下。
Have you ever heard a kookaburra?
现在假定 John 去过中国，你跟着 Barbara 问他几个问题，让他回答。
Have you ever been to Peking?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever seen the Great Wall?
Yes, I saw it 2 years ago.
两年前他就参观过长城了。第二个回答用的是过去时，请记住，我们在用现在完成时问问题的时候
，Have you seen？
我们是在笼统的问人家过去做过某件事情没有。但是如果我们把问题一转，用过去时，譬如
，Did you see？
我们是在问对方在过去的时间内，在某些特殊的场合下做了什么事情。所以，如果我们想知道 John 访问的具体情况，我们就问这些特殊的问句。
Where did you go? Where did you go?
如果他去了昆明了，你可以问
What did you do in 昆明？
你在昆明干了些什么了
？What did you do in 昆明 ？What did you do in 昆明？
你还可以问其他问题。
Did you visit the stone forest?
你参观了石林没有
？Did you visit the stone forest? Did you visit the stone forest?
Did you see the bell tower in Xi'an?
你在西安参观了钟楼没有
？Did you see the bell tower in Xi'an? Did you see the bell tower in Xi'an?
How long did you stay in China?
你在中国待了多久
？How long did you stay in China? How long did you stay in China?
你跟着 Barbara 再问 John 几个问题，让他回答。
Where did you go?
I went to Kunming, Xi'an, and Peking.
What did you do in Kunming?
I visited Kunming Lake.
Did you visit the stone forest?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the bell tower in Xi'an?
Yes, I did.
How long did you stay in China?
2 weeks.I visited Kunming, Xi'an, and Peking.
Did you visit Guilin?
Oh, yes. It's a great place.
Now, let's listen to it.我们两位朋友的谈话。如果 Anne 想问 Jane 去过一个地方没有，那是个海滩，叫 Palm 海滩，棕榈滩。Palm 是棕榈树的意思。那么谈话该怎么进行呢？还有，你再听听 Anne 怎么结束这段谈话，说他得走了。
Have you ever been to Palm Beach?
Yes, I went there last year. It's great.
Then let's go to Palm Beach next Sunday.
Right.
Good. Well, I have to go. See you on Sunday.
Bye.
如果你听过我们上一次的讲课，你大概还记得一些话，那是在你要结束谈话，打算离开的时候说的。Anne.用了其中的一个说法
I have to go
我得走了接着他在走的时候对 Jane 说星期天再见
See you on Sunday See you
这是一个很普通的告别用语你跟着 John 和 Barbara 试试下面这些告别的话
See you later
See you on Sunday.
See you next week.
See you on the weekend.
好，让我们再听一下今天 Anne 和 Jane 的全部对话，然后再向你告别吧。
Jane, are you doing anything on the weekend?
Well, I have to do the shopping on Saturday morning.
Oh, well, what are you doing on Saturday afternoon?
Oh, sorry, I'm tied up on Saturday afternoon too.
Well, have you got anything on Sunday?
I've got something on Sunday morning, I'm afraid. But I'm free in the afternoon.
Good. Well, why don't we go to the beach?
Great idea.
Oh, where will I meet you?
At my place, okay?
Yes. What time?
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Great. Have you ever been to Palm Beach?
Yes, I went there last year. It's great.
Then let's go to Palm Beach next Sunday.
Right.
Good. Well, I have to go. See you on Sunday.
Bye.
Good. 你学了跟朋友约会该说些什么，还学了谈到过去发生的事情时怎么说。今天你已经听完了第三讲
Our third program。
下一次讲课我们要教你怎样表达喜欢什么不喜欢什么。好，我们这几个人都要向你告别了，再会。
Goodbye
and from the Kookaburra. Bye.